Wouldn't it be great to have your own small business, right? And when you have that small business, don't you need that support of a big business? Well, let Verizon help champion your small business dream, whether you own a small business or you're scaling one, or maybe even just starting one from scratch. You need Verizon Small Business Days. That's right. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. Paul, what does that mean? It means you can receive a free tech check with one-on-one meetings with a Verizon business expert. Plus, they'll give you personalized advice, solutions that are specific to your small business needs. And you know why? Because Verizon has your back. So don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/small business. Work crushes the truth about hotspots and a DNA clone right before our face and we didn't notice. All this on today's very special Last Looks.
Last looks, last looks, say something before it's gone. Because it's last looks, this is the opening song. Well, after this one, Paul moves on.
Hello, people of Earth. Whether you're listening to me online, connected, or via hotspot, I am here for you. I am Paul Scheer, and welcome to Last Looks. Today, we are going to go deep into Love on a Leash. You have a lot more questions. I thought we did a great job of answering them, but still, a few remain. Plus, we are going to present for you a very long deleted scene from the Love on a Leash episode. I won't tell you much, but I will say it involves Jason and packing cubes. By the way, speaking of Jason, I know that many of you probably already know this, but our tour had to be cut short because Jason got COVID. We are in the process of rescheduling. I would say, if I was a betting person, the end of October is where I would be comfortable telling you to think about not Halloween, but in that area. That's all the hints I'm going to give you. Jason is back in LA. He is resting. He is doing well. Thank you for all of your well wishes for him. I'm sure it would creep him out if he knew just how worried you were about him. We're going to talk about next week's movie as well. Plus, as always, I'm going to help you out. Paul's Helpline. I'm here. But first, a big shout out to Quinn. Quinn, thank you so much for that awesome theme. If you want to create an amazing theme for the show, just amazing themes only, please send How Did This Get Made at earwolf.com, but keep them short. 15 to 20 seconds, please. We do need more last look themes. We don't have any last look themes. It's a new title, so that's what I'm throwing out to you. Follow in the footsteps of Quinn. Okay, people, we're going to talk about movies plenty in this episode, but now we're going to talk about you on a little segment we like to call Paul's Helpline. Hillary Gay, hit the theme.
Call 619-PAUL-ASK. Call 619-PAUL-ASK. You got a problem? We'll just ask Paul. You got some problems in your life? We'll just ask Paul.
All right. Thank you, Hillary. Mike in Philly. Ooh, this is interesting. He's got some advice for me.
Hey, Paul. This is Mike from Philly. I know a couple podcasts ago you lamented that you're always giving advice, but no one's ever calling to give you any advice. So I just wanted to say the best piece of advice I have is take a few safety pins and add them to every keyring you have. All of my keyrings have two safety pins on them, so they're there when you need them. They don't take up any space. Somebody splits their pants, you can fix that. I've done that for a chef of mine. I know I've had people where a dress strap is broken and it's fixed that in a pinch. They're handy to clean out the charge port of your phone as well. It's just always there when you need it. If Jason's hosting the Last Looks today, I also left him some advice on 619-JASON-ASS, but that's a different type of advice. Thank you. Keep on rocking in the free world.
Damn, Mike! I want to give you the caller of the week. Not only did you come in with some real-world advice, I'm going to start doing that, plus you got some jokes. Man, Philly's bringing the heat. I love it. Thank you, Mike. More advice for me. That's great advice. All right. Now let's get to Nancy in, well, oh, I won't say any more because we're trying to keep it secret. Nancy, it's not a real name. You'll see.
Hi, Paul. Miss Nancy, not my real name. I'll get to that in a second. And I need advice for how to handle, or better yet, squash a work crush. For context, I am very happily married with kids, and with my personality, it's not something I would ever act on anyway, and I'm 99.999% sure that it's not mutual anyway. But yes, I am in a very small department at work, and I have to interact with this guy on a regular basis, and really what it comes down to is that we have an incredible amount of stuff in common. So one of those things, by the way, is how did this get made, as I wore one of your shirts in a Zoom the other day, and we went on like a 10-minute long tangent about the podcast. What's also making it hard to sort out in my own brain is that he's kind of a carbon copy of my husband as far as looks and personality, and it's honestly starting to get distracting to me personally. So if you have any advice on how to compartmentalize my shit better or how to make this go away, I'd really appreciate it. Love the show, and bye.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Wow, wow, wow. This is a tricky one. I mean, this is... Ooh, all right, I don't know how to fully answer this because I don't want to get the wrath of the Discord, but I think you're asking about something very interesting. You are connecting with somebody at work who happens to look like the person that you are in a relationship with. You're not going to act on this crush, but you like hanging out and talking to this person. I don't know. Is that wrong? I mean, isn't that just a friend? Is it just what makes you worried that it's a crush? I want to talk to Cody about this because I feel like Cody might have a different point of view. In my mind, you have like different types of relationships, but there's a reason why you're calling, right? There's a reason. Like, what is this crush? You say you're, I mean, it's tricky because they also look like your partner. I don't know. I'm conflicted on telling you what to do. Cody, Devin, do either of you have any opinions?
Hi, Nancy. I'd suggest maybe limiting interactions with your work crush and maybe making a point to do a date night with your husband. That's all I got.
Hi, Nancy. I would kind of agree with Cody, I guess, and sort of with Paul. It's interesting, right? Because you like this person because they remind you of the person that you're with, that you're married to. And in a way, that's kind of a good thing, right? Because it sort of speaks to the fact that, you know, if for whatever reason you got eternal sunshine, right, you would still like the person that you're with if you met them again, because this person reminds you of them. So that's good. And so, yeah, I guess I would kind of go with Cody on that one, that if it's distressing you, take it as a positive that this person reminds you of the person you chose to spend your life with. And then, you know, kind of take that as fuel to maybe spend a little bit more time working on the relationship that you have, and not working on it, but you know what I mean? Like just spending more time in it. I don't know. I hope that helps.
You see, and that is why they get the big bucks, because they got good advice. Thank you, Cody. Thank you, Devin. And I'm here for advice to be given to me or to give to you. Give me a call at 619-PAUL-ASK. That's 619-PAUL-ASK. Hey, and just a heads up, Star Trek Lower Decks is back out. Jason is currently in Paper Girls on Amazon, which is great. And June Diane Raphael is on Everything is Trash, which is a great new show by Phoebe Robinson. All these shows, really good. We're killing it. I mean, really, truly, we're out there. We're working our asses off nonstop. Anyway, we'll be right back right after this to hear your questions, comments, and concerns about Love on a Leash. Here's the thing, people. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, but also on the stuff you don't. Let me explain. Did you know with your Walmart Plus membership, you can save money on gas? Yeah, save gas while you drive the kiddos to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever you want to go. Because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery, perfect for ordering new remote batteries or coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you. And then, you know, eats all your snacks that you have stored in the back of that pantry for movie night. How dare they? Plus, you can actually even save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more, because savings is what this whole Walmart Plus membership is all about anyways. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions, $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential Plan only, separate registration required. I recently went to the Telluride Comedy Festival, and I was sick and tired of staying in the same kind of cookie-cutter places, and I went on Airbnb, and I found a perfect spot for me and the family. We had an amazing time because we felt like home. Then I realized, wait a second, what if I could give that feeling to someone else? Yes! That's the best part. When you're away, your home could be an Airbnb. That's right. Many people host on Airbnb, but there are people who have never thought about it or didn't even realize that their space could be an Airbnb. Hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle, and you can make someone feel great and make a little bit of money too, because we all need a little bit of money. And maybe your talent or your gift to the world is having a killer place. So if you have a home, but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Last week, we talked at length about Love on a Leash. Here's your chance to add your two cents to the debate. Fact check us, if you will. It's now time for corrections and omissions.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Ooh, Anyhow Blues. Thank you for that great theme. I like that. This is the fucking best. I love the people who listen to the show. I love the people who make stuff. Being back on the road was so much fun. I can't wait to get back out there. We're going to add more dates. We're going to do more, even add some more virtual shows. We got stuff coming up, and I'm just so happy. By the way, if you are at those live shows, the live show shirts are up. We have our special New Orleans, Houston, and Dallas shirt. And I have to say that our Houston shirt is a big fuck you to Dallas. But you know what? We don't pick them. The audience does. We couldn't help it. We love you, Dallas. We also love you, Houston. Django from the Discord writes, here's what I noticed for LOAL, Love on a Leash. The ducks are symbolism for what is happening in the movie. When the dog is with Lisa, he's just a dog, one duck. When Prince and Lisa get married and are together, two ducks. When Prince leaves her, one duck again. And after he gets hit by a car, an empty pond. Yeah, Django, yeah, we get it. We get it. I mean, that wasn't, I don't think we were totally confused. I appreciate you getting in there and letting us know that you also noticed symbolism there. And I'm going to also compliment you on those amazing How Did This Get Made shirts. Thanks for listening to the back catalog. Thanks for catching up with us. And I love that you jumped onto the Discord to talk about symbolism, which we totally just really skated over. And I think a majority of that skating over was probably due to our tech issues. Cameron H. writes, at one point in the movie, Prince gives Lisa the expository rundown of how the curse works. He tells her that he will only be human at night or if the sun is behind the clouds. We see how this works at the business lunch later in the movie when he's human until the sun peeks out from behind a rain cloud. It seems to me that the catalyst for the transformation is therefore direct sunlight and not simply the time of day. If that's the case, what's stopping Prince from getting a bunch of blackout curtains and being human all the time, or at least at home? Damn, Cameron. Yes, yes, yes. Clearly, they're trying to keep it dark in there anyway, but you're so right. Sunlight. But I guess maybe the idea is if the sun is in the sky, it works more on a, it's not about like, it's not like a vampire thing. It's more like just the way the planets are aligned. I don't know, because the planets are still aligned the same way. It's about cloud coverage. It really is about, oh, it's fucking confusing. It makes no sense. All right. You know what it is? That is a terrible piece of writing. That is like, okay, he can only become a human at night, but they want to have a funny scene where he becomes human in the middle of the day. So they create this weird like caveat. Like, oh yeah, on rainy days, you get to be a human too, which makes no sense. And I love it because it's such a slapdash answer to it. Acting at a Distance writes, thinking of Lisa's bed, and maybe I'm over-rationalizing an irrational movie. Well, look, that's what we do here. That's fine. It was incongruous with her green apartment. I felt like the filmmaker must have chosen it with an intention because it also fits with Prince's brown color scheme. You know, it is interesting. And I don't think it probably is just the fact that they didn't have a good bedroom in the green apartment. The bed is heart-shaped, which seems like an odd choice for someone who is a virgin, because I think those beds are often associated with people who are having a lot of sex. But maybe I'm wrong. School me on that. Maybe heart-shaped beds are the most virginal beds out there. But you're right. I think that there is some element of... The bedroom seemed dangerous and dirty, you know, in that way. Like, because I think this movie does talk a lot about, like, the impurity or what's, you know, the sexual impulses. So I like that green wasn't in there. But now you got me going down a rabbit hole, too, because I'm like, is this movie saying that sex is bad or, oh, I don't know. Because clearly we are judging the other character who is having sex. But anyway, Acting at a Distance finishes up by saying, also, is there a support group for people who watch this movie? Yes, this show is the support group. We all watch it together. We've had a communal experience. I don't get it when people are like, oh my God, that movie was bad. Yeah, no shit. It's the fucking premise of the show. We watch bad movies. We're not watching movies. Like, by the way, be thankful. These movies are good, bad movies. These are not like bad, bad movies. Go back to watch The Last Airbender and then tell me that you would prefer that over Love on a Leash. And then get back to me. Yes, I'm looking at you, Detroit, for all your complaints about Oogie Loves. I won't even get into that. John A. writes, does Lisa love Prince, the dog, or the human Alvin? If she loved Alvin, wouldn't Lisa have pictures of him as a human displayed in her apartment? Instead, she has a big picture of Prince, the dog, on her living room table, and there's no pictures of Alvin anywhere besides a picture in the photo album from the kinky shoot when she got him on a leash. Alvin even says his name to her, but she keeps on calling him Prince. Lisa is horny for the dog, for sure. You know what, John A., I have no response to that besides saying, you're goddamn right. Lisa wants some of that dog dick. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Molly from San Francisco, what do you got?
Hey, Paul, this is Molly from San Francisco, and I loved the live Love on a Leash episode. There is one thing that didn't come up that I desperately need to be discussed, and that is the fact that Prince was supposed to be a homeless dog, but he was wearing a collar for the entire film. And in some shots, you could even see that there were tags on his collar. But Lisa never checked the tags. It was never addressed. I'm guessing that the, like, owners of the actual dog just wanted him to have his collar on for the shoot. I don't know, but it bugged me the whole time. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Of course! This movie didn't even take off the dog's fucking tags. Oh, my God. I didn't even notice that. Good eyes. All right, Rebecca in Chicago, what do you got?
Hey, Tal John. I think I have a correction and omission for Love on a Leash. First of all, I got to watch the live stream. I'm a deep dive listener, so I heard it there, and I'm listening for a third time today on the HDTGM pod. So thanks for a fantastic show. But I was thinking, I think something that never came up is that when at the end of the movie, when Prince reincarnated and he came back to see her, he was in the exact same body as he had been in when he was alternating between being a dog and a human. So he died in that dog form, but then reincarnated as a human baby, somehow in an exact DNA replication of the physical body he'd already been in. I mean, I know it's absurd to look for logic in this movie, but I just found that to be an absurd and hilarious wrinkle, unless I'm missing something. Thanks. This is Rebecca in Chicago. Have a good one.
Holy shit. Rebecca, my jaw is on the floor. I know this movie makes no sense, but that truly is, whoa. It would have been so much more interesting if it was a different person. It's like, I am him. Oh no, that's so dumb. I love this movie. I love this movie so much. Rebecca, perfect observation. You nailed it. You got it. As a matter of fact, well, you know what? I was going to give you the award right now, but you know what? I got to go back to Discord. Maybe someone's going to knock you off your perch. I doubt it. But let's see. Epidemis, what do you got? Correction and admission. Wi-Fi versus hotspot. The difference is that Wi-Fi uses radio waves versus the phone, which is then turned into an access point. There's a slight difference in speed in Wi-Fi because of latency. Using the phone takes data from your contract, so it may cost you more if you exceed your data plan. Using a phone is always better than using open Wi-Fi. Bam! Epidemius. I'm going to tell June this right when I get out of here, out of this closet, and she wonders why I'm in here so late at night. And MCDC writes this. Also, with unlimited data plans, they don't often include unlimited hotspot, aka wireless tethering. That's what I assumed, MCDC. Oh my gosh, okay. They often include 5 to 15 gigs of wireless tethering, and afterwards will throttle you to 3G speeds rather than charging overages. Wow. Okay, so we learned a lot about hotspot and Wi-Fi. By the way, our hotspot summer shirt is up in the TeePublic store right now. Also, our no refund shirt is up in the TeePublic store. We got a lot of brand new shirts. Go check them out at teepublic.com/stores/HDTGM, or just type in how did this get made. So many great corrections and omissions this week. And I got to tell you, you know, Epidemius and MC and DC, you might have on another week come in to save the day. But you know what? There is only one true winner here, and I've already alluded to it. That is Rebecca in Chicago. Rebecca, you have won. Now, you get nothing, but you do get this amazing song for 1 week. Garrett Parker, give it to her right now.
People of Earth, you win nothing.
Oh, this is amazing. If you want to chime in with your own thoughts about the latest episode, hit up the Discord at discord.gg/HDTGM or call us at 619-PAULASK. We're going to do a big batch of advice. Me, Cody, and Devin, we're all going to get together and maybe even get Jason in there, do a big batch of advice. So get those calls in so we can kind of line them all up. And we can kind of spread them out over the next couple of episodes. All right. In just a little bit, we're going to be talking about packing cubes. You're going to hear some deleted scenes from Love on the Leash. But first, this. As mentioned earlier, How Did This Get Made will be coming back to town. That's right. We're going to go back out on tour to finish our tour. We have the theaters almost lined up. We have the dates almost lined up. But we will be back in Indianapolis, Detroit, Ohio, and Chicago. Stay tuned for that. Like I said, you can follow us online, or you can also follow us on our Discord, where I am engaging with you all. And I appreciate everyone who flew into Chicago, or everyone who traveled and was stranded in a city without anything to do at night. I truly, truly appreciate it. I don't take it for granted that you all traveled, you spent your money, and I'm so sorry that we had to postpone those shows, and I hope you can make the ones that are rescheduled. And if not, we'll try our best to get back out somewhere where you can see us. But it's a real bummer for us, and we don't take it lightly. That's all I want to say. We don't take it lightly at all. But here's one thing I will tell you. That every Monday, we are going back into How Did This Get Made's vaults. We're pulling out old episodes. You don't have to get any sort of different app. You don't have to subscribe. These are ones that have been behind the paywall for a long time. And this week, you know, we're thinking about Canada. We're thinking about the classic Little Italy. That's right. A Canadian movie about one of the most important parts of Canada, the Italian section. Anyway, if you've never heard that episode, it is one of my favorites. So check that out. It is streaming now. You can also listen to a little snippet of Little Italy with Hayden Christensen and somebody else very good. I can't remember who. I feel like she's related to Julia Roberts. I'm terrible today. Anyway, you can check that out on my YouTube channel. Here we go, people. Love on the Leash was a massive episode. We cut a lot to make it make sense. If you missed the live stream, here is a treat for you. We have a piece of what you missed when June and I lost internet and Jason and Jessica were running the show. Also, we talk a little bit about how much June loves her hotspot, and into me and Zooks talking about cubes and gear and bags. Jason and I love bags. We love bags. I just got that Adam Savage bag. Oh, it's so fucking good. I love it. Anyway, take a listen to these deleted scenes from last week's Love on a Leash.
June is frozen in the best possible pose for me, as is Paul. St. Clair, it's just you and me. Their Wi-Fi is down. We own this show. We got it. We
yeah,
did
baby.
It.
Woo! Let's talk more about the diarrhea.
Oh, yeah, poopy diapers. Holy shit, this is real now. This is as real as it gets. Okay, so this is the Zooks and St. Clair show. If you're in the chat, let's go.
It's talk Captain to us. Captain and Mad Dog, talk to us. Holy we don't even shit. Know how to get to the chat. Where are they? They disappeared. Oh, they're, no, they're back.
They'll be right back. They just had,
hey,
a, I'm sure they just had an internet
damage.
Hey,
now it's not me ruining the show for once. And
how about that,
life.
Huh?
How
although,
about that?
Although, just a little behind the scenes, when we all met at half an hour beforehand for our tech walkthrough, St. Clair, not there for 25 minutes.
I did. I read it that I was on at 5:50. And then Dan...
That's when the show was going.
Well, as I was screaming, how do I download Google Chrome? Dan just sat
Why
there
don't
goes,
you have Google Chrome?
Dan
how?
Goes...
How?
Because I thought I was taking up too much space on my mainframe, so I deleted it.
Mainframe? He can't have said mainframe.
Dan goes, you know,
there's a poll on... Did Dan say the word mainframe?
No. Dan goes, there's a poll on Twitter about how bad your tech's going to be. Like, he was rooting for me to fail.
Oh, so you're saying he set you up. You're saying he set you up. Wow. Wow. Scapegoating. Dan has no voice in this. Is Dan in the chat?
He probably deleted my.
Get in the chat. I want to see what's what.
Downloaded my Chrome.
Oh my god! This is an absurd reality.
Do you know truly though how many times I downloaded Chrome just in 5 minutes? Like 16 times.
Why don't you just keep downloading Chrome? I don't even. You know what? I don't care. I
just kept downloading Chrome. Downloading Chrome. And it would kept saying, do you want to replace it? I said, yes, download Chrome.
Did you and Dan watch the movie together?
What? No way. I had to watch that while doing the dishes. It was so fucking horrible. I had to take breaks. That's how sick this movie made me feel. You know what it reminded me, Jason, of that horrible Lifetime movie we saw where that girl gets abducted when she's at the drive-thru when we were on that plane and that guy was like, hey, oh, take my...
I didn't watch it. Only you did. You told me about it.
It felt like one of that level of production value of like a recreation of a crime.
This felt to me like, and I'm not even kidding, and I wrote this in my notes, this felt to me like a bot or an AI had just pilfered clips, 5 to 25 second clips from the internet and stitched them together to create a movie. I believe an AI could more successfully create a three act structure using found stuff just pulled from people's, pulled from the internet. And
I agree.
These kings are crazy.
I feel like this movie should be used, you know, and
I think at this point we own the show. This is just our,
we do. I've completely forgotten about those two. Chrome. Somebody's called me a crone chrome. A crone chrome.
A chrome crone? I like that.
A crone chrome. I feel like this movie could be used, you know, like when they try to test like a Navy SEAL, like when you become a Navy SEAL, you have to swim in the open ocean, in the freezing cold.
Yeah.
I feel like they should make you watch this movie and
they
then
play
test
this
your
at
mental
Guantanamo.
Sanity.
They play this movie at Guantanamo. That's how we're getting terrorist information.
Truly, that would break me. That would break me.
Oh, you are broken. I would say this movie did break me.
I think it did.
I was in a hotel today, beside myself, trying to figure out what on earth, June, back in action.
Wow. I back in action on a hotspot right now, on my phone's hotspot. Paul Scheer
Scheer, the couple I thought would have the tech issues.
You know what? This is so surprising. I don't know what to say.
An apology.
Yeah, you do, Jess, but this is honestly, this is like an act of God. Like, I don't know what happened, but everything went off in our home. So,
well, Jess was just talking
while we were away.
She was telling us, she was talking all about the mainframe, the computer's mainframe.
Oh, I downloaded and then someone called me a crone chrome.
Are we still doing the show? Are we talking about Love on a Leash? Can we get back to Love on a Leash?
I just suggested that I suspect the movie, if you had told me that the movie was constructed by an AI or a bot, just pulling 15 to 25 second clips randomly from YouTube and stitching them into a movie, that would make sense to me.
1,000%.
That's how chaotic it feels because of the sound dropouts, because every time they need a transition. They cut,
they
to,
cut
the exact,
to two ducks.
This exact same footage of two ducks right there.
Honestly, I have to tell you though, guys, like, we watched this movie on YouTube, obviously. And then Paula has been like downloading clips and stuff from YouTube and doing all this stuff with YouTube. And I feel like this movie, like Love on a Leash, put a virus on our computers.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm
yeah.
dead ass. Like yeah, yeah, something, yeah, yeah.
No.
Something might have been embedded yeah. because this doesn't happen to Paul Scheer. This happens to you, Jess. From time to time, it happens to me. This does not happen to Mr. Paul Scheer.
This is why I'm in a sound booth.
Is he alive?
This is why I'm in a
there.
Sound booth, because I was like, I can't broadcast from a hotel. Who knows what's going to happen?
Who knows what's going to happen? But I really do feel like when you go, you know, the internet's not a safe space. It's really not. And when you go on certain sites, when you go on certain sites
yeah,
and click on certain things, you don't know what, you don't know who's seeing what yet.
It
exactly.
drops a cookie on you. That's right. And then it tracks you.
You got to delete.
God knows what happened to Paul.
You got
to you know?
You got to get him to delete those cookies.
Someone just wrote Geochrome.
Oh my God.
I am going to see, because Paul is frantically, I've seen him run into three different rooms. I
think why doesn't he just join you in your,
see if he
in
can
your
join.
Frame?
Yeah, he's truly run out of the, he went out the front door.
I hope Paul tunes in from a neighbor's house.
Paul, do you want to jump in my frame?
Wait, you're on?
Yeah, I'm on.
Are you on?
I've been on, babe.
Oh, wait, hold on.
I'm on hotspot. I'm on hotspot.
Before I was booted off my hotspot by Spectrum, I will say this. I will say that
I'm going to have to pay like a $500 bill for
this. I really don't think that you understand how the hotspot works, June.
If hotspots were free, why wouldn't I be on them all the time?
Like,
here,
that's
here,
like
and
a
everywhere.
1990,
June, I
like,
hear
that's
you.
Like a 1990 version of hotspots when you just buy like a little device.
Is that like you're calling Puerto Rico? Like, I don't know what.
So you're saying at any given point
it's
I can be in my
distance.
Car on a hotspot, I can be anywhere in a
yes,
hotspot?
Yes, you have unlimited data. That you have an unlimited data and texting plan.
I've
you're not like
been so conservative. Tonight's a really big night for me. I never use it because
shit.
I never want to pay for it. I didn't know I was already paying for it.
God, we're learning so much. So many people are like, this is a peek behind the curtain.
I mean, we really have to see it. Like, I mean, you should have seen me up in the wires down there.
Never have we been more like a group of out of touch people than people who refer to technology as the mainframe and who don't understand a hotspot.
Well, I will say I had a moment of satisfaction. I had a moment of satisfaction because Paul didn't even know, because I ran upstairs when I realized we were both offline, and I said what I was ready to get into his frame, and then I realized he went down as well.
Yeah,
and so then
you both
said,
froze at the same time.
He's like, I'm gonna reset. I didn't know that. And I said, I'm going to reset down there. And am I frozen?
That's a hot
spot. Terrifying. That's a hot spot for you.
And it, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not paying this money to be frozen. So if the hot spot doesn't work, like, I want to know it now. But I came down and I got on a hot spot. I quick thinking thought, there's no Wi-Fi in the house. It's down everywhere. I'm going on a hot spot.
I love that.
By the way, that
and
was the most
Paul
proactive
came down,
thing.
Thank you. You were shocked that I was in the show. I don't
That's
know if
hot.
You heard him
That's
in the
hot.
Distance.
Yep.
I did.
Did
I was,
you hear
I was
him in the distance say,
because...
you're on?
Okay. Wow. Wow.
Oh my
now,
God.
Meanwhile,
I will, you on the deep dive now, bitch. You on the deep dive
wow,
now.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Okay. Well, one last question about hotspots.
Yes.
And then truly we're moving on from it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Tech talk.
One
with
last
June.
Question.
Yeah.
One last question. Are you saying, because I can't believe I'm taking on this role when Jessica is... has been streaming so beautifully and perfectly, no problem.
I love it.
So shocking to me.
I know.
But, because what I don't understand is when you go out to other places, everybody's all, what's the Wi-Fi? What's the Wi-Fi? I'm in your home. What's the Wi-Fi? Why are we all asking for the Wi-Fi? Go on your hotspot.
It's not as fast.
Right.
Okay. I feel like everybody's so thirsty for Wi-Fi when hotspot apparently
well,
we're
Well, June, you're just learning
built
about
for.
Hotspot. Oh, I don't think you should
guys,
be pro-
guys,
like you're like talking
guys,
to the world about
I have
it. Like-
another t-shirt. Hotspot summer. June, I'm so sorry. I just got a text message that your hotspot bill is $11,000.
This is what I was worried about. This is what I was worried about.
Oh, yes. My God. Do we get to the answer of whether or not Jana, the actress, was black phoned before this movie? Because I watched Black Phone the night before I watched Love on a Leash. And Black Phone is Ethan Hawke kidnapping a kid, keeping him in his basement for about 2 hours.
That's
and I felt
scandal.
Like,
stop. Why? Why?
I know. I believe me, Jess. I had to stop it.
Because
Paul,
June
why
said,
say that out loud?
June
Paul,
said, I need to watch
Paul.
This.
What?
Did you see the mask? Did you see the mask?
No, 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 Paul. I'm serious.
You gotta stop it.
Talk about it.
You gotta stop it.
No, 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 no.
All right.
No.
All right. You don't want to know what the mask of Black Phone, because the Black Phone mask is pretty.
Why does he put the kid in there?
Don't worry about it.
He's a kidnapper.
Okay, 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 okay. Yeah, why would Ethan Hawke do something like that?
I was actually surprised. I was like, Ethan Hawke, that's one of America's sweethearts.
What is he?
There's the mask.
No, no, no.
That's Ethan Hawke. Why is he doing this role right now?
Here he is again. Another mask.
I'm so upset with you. I'm
curious about that.
I'm so upset with you, Paul. How would you show me that?
So June says to me, June never wants to watch a new movie. Or, like, I love my TV time with June, but it's a very specific TV time. And so June goes, you know what movie I'd like to watch? That movie, Black Phone.
What?
And I said,
I was
okay.
In a weird place.
And I said, oh, okay, sure. And so we pulled up Black Phone. And what you did was you watched probably the first 2 minutes. I saw you make a conscious decision. This is not for me. And you turned over in bed and went right to sleep.
Yeah,
we're lulled to sleep by Ethan Hawke torturing somebody with that fucking
kidnapping
Joker's
people
move.
And throwing
Please
them in the back
shut,
of the van.
Stop talking, I can't.
I truly
Paul,
was like, it was
I'm
an act of self
preservation. I will not listen to
I was
you.
Like, yeah,
and I'm not joking.
Don't say anything more. Don't
this
say anything
isn't
more.
A bit.
No, I know not. It's not. I know it's not. Stop.
Are you done?
Stop.
We haven't had a guest
truly.
In such a long time,
Thank
and
you for
I feel like
me.
We saved the best.
And I'm so glad you're here, because what would Jason have done on his own out there?
It would have been Zook's Cubes. I would have immediately shifted straight into my bag. I brought a bag to the studio over there full of pouches. I brought a bunch of stuff, so I put it all in different cubes that I have. So this is an Evergoods thing, right?
I love
what's
my Evergoods
merch. What's in that cube,
merch.
Babe? What's
you
in
unzip
that cube?
It. You unzip it. It sits.
Babe, what's in that cube?
On the thing. It's okay. Got all my dongles. It's got the little webcam.
So
it's got an external
dongles.
Battery. It's got all the stuff
wow.
I need. There's a little separator. The light that I'm using was in here. Guys, Evergood's killing it. If you want a Patreon called Zook's Cubes, where I talk about Evergood's, Tom Bin, Mission.
Evergood's. Check this out.
Oh, yeah. Great. Boom. Great. I love that thing. I've got one of those right there too. Incredible stuff.
I feel like you all are buying things just to put them in cubes.
Yeah,
oh,
seriously.
Oh yeah.
You know? What about Paul's battery?
And by the way,
binder?
I'm buying so much Anchor merchandise. I love Anchor, the charging company.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm watching their live streams. Jason
Nightcore, baby. Nightcore.
Okay. If this is just an attempt for you two to get sponsored by some of these companies, then I want to be, Jessica and I deserve a cut of that check. Okay.
Well, you guys got your carry-on closet.
My carry-on closet.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, nice.
Didn't
Jason.
Expect you with a white.
Who the fuck
tote?
Are you, J-Lo? What is yeah, that? Is
I
that what J-Lo brought on her
white.
Honeymoon to Italy?
Shout
what
out to Adam, Adam Savage, who makes these bags that are basically like climb. Tool bags,
whoa.
but are made of like a lightweight Dyneema.
What a
whoa,
fucking
I gotta
weirdo.
Get that.
Why do you have so many tiny bags?
Gear.
This is why I'm so excited
so
to go on tour
gear.
With Jason. We're going on tour this week. We're going to be talking gear. I'm already Googling Adam Savage bags. I got to get myself a bag. I just bought myself a tote today.
June, I'm so sorry. I can't be there with you.
Thank you, Jessica.
Shit is crazy.
It is really crazy. It's really, really wild.
Oh, God. This is
and
wild.
I will say that I did invest, if we're talking bags, just as we close
sure.
it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, Jessica, there's a wonderful luggage company that's sending us bags, and I'm excited
yeah,
about that.
Closet.
But
yeah.
I did invest for this tour in a Tumi.
Oh, I love
whoa,
that.
Whoa, wait, what?
I didn't tell you about this.
That's an expensive purchase, babe. That's an expensive purchase, babe.
Meanwhile, I just went around and bought a special luggage tax because June felt like we couldn't get the. Okay, well, yeah. I mean, we'll see.
I did. And I never have ever in my life invested in luggage. Ever,
babe,
ever.
I love
so
that
please
for you.
Know
I
that this was a really big
you.
Deal for me.
Oh, it's
but
a great
I saw.
Bag.
I saw a friend of ours with a Tumi, and I really investigated that carry-on. And I looked at
gotta
it.
Get a
I saw how much she was able to put in that Tumi. And
hey,
it's
carry
an
on.
Amount, but it's
Saint
an amount
Clair's
that you're never going to get. St. Clair's don't check. You're never going to get in a hard shell.
Wow.
And that's
I'm
my
gonna
issue
give
with
shouts,
hard shells.
I'm going to give shouts. I have a hard shell. It's a Ramoa. I don't fuck with it.
I only got these away bags. Now I feel like I should up my game. Now I'm looking at these Savage bags. I'm like, should I get a Savage bag? Because Oh my gosh, these savage bags look great.
Zooks Cubes. Tune in for more talk like this on Patreon. Zooks Cubes. It's $300 a month.
a Sharpie pen holder? I need that. And pouches?
Jason, enough.
He designs field pouch.
Jason, why do you need a field pouch in a recording studio?
I brought my recording gear in case we needed to swap stuff out in here, so I brought it.
What a psycho.
Zooks Cubes.
Yeah, oh, and also we talked about those people who unpack their bags the moment they get home. Jason, do you still leave your bag outside for like 700 days?
I do too, Jason.
I unpack, but I leave the bag itself outside.
The bag itself so that the suitcase, if there's any bed bugs, suitcase. They die in the sun.
You are
what a psycho.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever been attacked by bed bugs?
No, but I'm in a hotel right now and I have a couple of bites that are stressing me out.
Yep.
I don't know what they are. Maybe just regular bugs.
See,
I don't
you're Jason,
know.
To me, you he are, wouldn't let me and sit I, on I, wood. I say this with like absolute love. You are.
You're a crazy person.
No, I don't believe that at all. But I say that Jason is a person that should be driving an Airstream. Like, I don't understand why when we go on the road.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, you're right.
You are like, why are we not there yet? Why are we not?
I agree 100%.
Now that we got Love on a Leash out of the way, let's talk about next week's movie. We are going from Dog Love to Taking a Chance on Love with a man named Chance and his hard buns. But more importantly, his long-ass mullet. That's right. That wasn't very smooth. It was incredibly clunky, just like the John Woo JCVD masterpiece, Hard Target, which we will be talking about next week, which was recorded live in New Orleans. Here's a brief breakdown of the plot. Chance Boudreau is a sailor skilled in martial arts, employed to guard Natasha Binder. She tracks down her father, who was killed by a sinister group that hunts people for sport. Oh my gosh. In this movie, Lance Henriksen brings the heat. This and Stone Cold are two amazing performances. Rotten Tomatoes gives this film a 60% on the tomato meter, and Barton Roberts from Letterboxd gave this film 4 stars and says, everyone is pretty much overqualified for this, but that's why it succeeds. And damn right, it succeeds. Sam Raimi's also in this movie. See if you can spot him. Listen to the trailer for Hard Target right now.
In the city of New Orleans, in a darker side of Dixie, away from the music and the lights, there's a new game in town.
You'll be provided with a guide, trackers, and the weapons of your choice.
I need to file a missing person report.
The competitors are deadly.
We pride ourselves in hunting only combat veterans, men who have the necessary skills to make our hunts more interesting.
And they always win.
You want to find your father? Get somebody who knows the city to show you around.
Now, the opposition is about to get one last chance.
What kind of a name is Chance?
My mama took one.
You can watch Hard Target on Amazon, iTunes, and Google Play, or check out Hoopla, which is a great digital media service offered by your local public library that allows you to borrow movies, books, audiobooks, ebooks, comics, TV shows for free from your computer or tablet or phone, whatever you want to do. All right, a big thank you to Avril Halley, who worked her ass off to get this tour ready for us. I just can't say enough how much we appreciate her picks and her time and her talent and her amazing, amazing mashups. She created a great one for Love on the Leash. What if Love on the Leash was an A24 movie? Check it out on the Movie Bitches website. You can also check it out on our social media as well. Movie Bitches is just search for it on YouTube. She does amazing shows there as well. I also want to give a huge shout out to our producer, Cody Fisher and Devin Bryant, who were holding down the fort, trying to come up with different solutions for us when we were out on that tour, put together the show every single week. And of course, our MVP, our other producer, Molly Reynolds, who without whom none of this stuff would get done. She keeps me on track every single week. And so now I thank all of you for listening. And if you want to thank me for doing this show in my closet late at night, you could just rate and review it. It helps. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, make sure you are following us and just follow us on all the different social channels. You know how to do all that. And for free access to How Did This Get Made, commercial free access, I mean, you can get our entire archive and so much more at Stitcher Premium for a free 1 month trial. Use the offer code BONKERS. Thank you to our publisher, July Diaz, and we'll see you next week for Hard Target. How did this get made?